练习二。
Part A. You will hear a talk about Florence Nightingale, the creator of modern nursing. As you listen, answer questions 1 to 10 by circling true or false. You will hear the talk only once. You now have 60 seconds to read questions 1 to 10.
Florence Nightingale was born in 1820 while her parents were on a visit to Italy. Her parents were rich, and when she was young, Florence was much admired in London society for her beauty and her wit. Even so, from the time when she was 17, she was determined that her life would be devoted to the care for the sick. Her parents were shocked when she asked for permission to enter a hospital for training, because the hospitals at that time were unhealthful places, and most of the nurses were ignorant and drunken. It was something unheard of for an educated young woman to wish to be a nurse. Florence had to give up her wish to train, but she did whatever nursing she could in the villages near her home, and studied hospital reports when she could get them. She traveled abroad with friends, visiting hospitals in many places. And in 1851, she managed to train for 3 months in a hospital. When Florence had refused a most suitable proposed marriage simply because she wanted to be a nurse, her parents learned that nothing could keep her from her career, and they unwillingly accepted the fact. Her formal career thus began. That was in 1853. In 1854, when Britain was having a war with Russia, Florence got a letter from the Secretary of State for War, an old friend of hers. He asked if she would take a party of nurses to the front in Turkey. This letter actually crossed with one from her offering to go. When Florence arrived at the hospital in the front with about 30 nurses in November 1854, she was shocked by the terrible conditions there. There was almost no supply of medical equipment and basic facilities. The environment was frightful, and worst of all, the doctors had no authority to make the government departments provide what they needed. With the supplies and funds she brought with her, and especially with the confidence in herself and her career, Florence started to work. The environment and facilities were greatly improved with her management. She worked day and night, nursing the worst cases herself. Soon she won the respect, love, and worship of her patients. They called her the Lady with the Lamp, as she made her night rounds with a lamp. Later, Florence traveled through that area organizing hospitals. Though too much physical strain and too much work made her desperately ill, and her friends urged her to go home, she extended her activities by providing recreation rooms, books, and lectures for the patients, and in time for soldiers who were not ill. Though with great obstacles at the beginning, the general situation became greatly improved. By the time the war finished, she became widely admired, yet she allowed no honor. She set out for a new target. The improvement of conditions in the army. For that purpose, she again worked night and day. In 1857, her health became so poor. But after a short rest, she was back at work again. In about 4 years, most of her new target was achieved. During the second half of her life, Florence Nightingale was always in poor health, often staying in bed for months at a time. She continued to work for many years nevertheless, until first her eyesight faded and then her memory. In 1910, she passed away, leaving nursing almost what it is today. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers to questions 1 to 10. That is the end of Part A. Part B. You will hear several conversations or talks, and you must answer the questions by choosing A, B, C, or D. You will hear the recording only once. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following conversation between Professor Williams and his student on Japanese art. You now have 15 seconds to read questions 11 to 13. Professor Williams, I'm a student of your art class. I feel very interested in Japanese art, especially when you were saying that there is close relationship between Japanese art and Chinese art. Can you tell me something more about it?
No problem. What do you want to know?
How did the relation start?
Well, that was in the 7th century when the first temples were built in Japan. The first pictures were painted, and the first sculptures were made. At that time, all branches of art were already highly developed in China.
You mean that the Japanese first learnt art from China?
Not so exactly. The earliest works of art in Japan were mostly done by Chinese and Korean artists who went to Japan from the 6th century on.
How long did that last?
That continued until about the 9th century. For that period, if you want to understand Japanese art, you have to know something of Chinese art first.
What happened after that?
In the 10th century, the once mighty Chinese Empire of the Tang Dynasty was in a state of constant war and disintegration. Then Japanese art began to acquire a character of its own. Paintings and sculptures with the unusual Japanese gracefulness emerged from then on.
So that relationship came to an end?
Not so exactly. Actually, in the 13th century, there was a new wave of Chinese influence. The sculpture at that time echoes Chinese sculpture of the Song Dynasty. In the early 17th century, the art of distinctive Japan features was truly established. But the influence of Chinese art continued. Even now, you can find that influence in much of modern Japanese art, though often it's a combination with other styles. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to questions 11 to 13.